Your blended family has 100% chance of success when you do it God's way.
We are Blended Kingdom Families, and we want to provide biblical resources to heal and restore families with a message of hope for the next generation.
Let's get after it.
Hey guys, welcome back to the BKF podcast. We are so incredibly pumped that you're here with us today. If you haven't already, take an opportunity, like, share. We would love to hear from you. You can leave a review or you can shoot us a message at info@blendedkingdomfamilies.com. And we would love to just have a good time with you guys, talk back and forth. Guys, today we are going to be launching into what we experienced this morning, which is back to school.
Back to school edition.
I don't know if it was like, in one breath, I was like excited for them to go. And then on the other side, I was like, okay, this is a new year. It's like the clock has ticked forward. And now we have a senior.
A senior.
And then we have a second grader, a third grader, and a fourth.
First
grader, second grader, and a third grader.
We have a first, second, third, and senior.
We have a bunch. And sometimes it's hard to get them all straight. But anyway, today marks back to school for us. And I know a lot of you have already sent your kids back to school. So what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about, one, just how you can prepare your kids and yourself for sending your kids back to school. And then we're going to approach it from a blended family perspective and talk about whether the children are with you on that back to school day or maybe the children are with the other parent for that back to school day.
Yeah.
So, Vanessa, let's talk about how do we prepare. How do you prepare as parents, and how can you equip your children to send them back to school?
Well, I think first, just if self-preparation as parents, you know, you've had all this time to spend with them over the summer, family trips, all of those things. And so I always begin, you know, with the spiritual. So just starting off in prayer, being prayerful over the new school year, being prayerful over the relationships that they're going to encounter, new friendships, being prayerful over the teachers. Teachers have it really
Incredibly hard.
Praying over our SRO officers, our officers that are at the schools that, you know, help protect the children. And so I think just starting off in prayer and praying over everyone, praying over your blended family and even those co-parenting relationships. I know we're going to dive into this, but oftentimes, you know, in blended families, that back to school transition can be a little rough because it's like, are we going to all go to the school together? You know, are they going to be at your house when they go, at my house when they go? And so just really being prayerful about all of those things going on. And then I think the practical thing that I would start off with as a parent is just preparation. You know, one thing that I like to do, and this is just a very practical thing, but I lay out our boys' stuff on the counter the night before. And so it's getting their backpack ready. And this isn't just the first day of school. We do this every night because it just makes the transition in the morning so much easier. You never know what you're going to wake up to. You never know if your kiddo is going to be sick, if they're going to be in a good mood, a bad mood, if they had a good night's sleep or not. And so I think preparation goes a long way. So if that's preparing, you know, lunches the night before, you know, there are kids that take a bottle of water and a snack. They have, the school has them bring that every day. So we prepare all of that before, make sure they have everything in their backpack, their clothes laid out. And so, just preparing yourself and preparing them and setting up kind of that routine and structure, because kids thrive in environments of routine and structure. So if they know every day they're waking up to, my stuff is here and here and it's not chaotic and I've got to get it here, get it there, that's going to better help them in their morning process and getting to school.
Yeah. And I would also add, maybe you just wake up about 30 minutes earlier than you think you should.
Yeah.
I think the one area where we find the most chaos is when we're rushing in the morning.
Yeah.
When we're like, okay, we got to get them up. We got to get them dressed. We got to get them out the door. Whereas if we wake up, you know, 30 minutes earlier, the kids have a chance to acclimate. We're not, you know, in a rush to get out.
Yeah.
Tempers are not, you know, higher than what they should be. So just giving yourself the time and preparation to kind of move forward.
Yeah.
The other thing that I thought was really neat, last night we did our Bible study with our kids. And the part that I thought was really interesting is we talked about, you know, what do you want to be, or how do you want to be in this coming year?
Be different.
Exactly.
It was about being different.
Exactly.
And you can find these Bible studies. So we found a Bible study. It was a back-to-school Bible study on YouVersion. And did that with the boys last night. We started day one.
Exactly. But as we asked the boys, like, what do you want to be that's different? We just talked to them about, you know, their intentionality of how they're going to approach the school year. Yeah. Whether that is, hey, I want to be a better listener in class, or I want to be a better friend to those around me. Mm-hmm. It just started off that year because they know something's different.
Yeah.
So it's a good time for them to instill, hey, this is just another value, another top of the mind thing that I want you to focus on.
Yeah. Well, and I think as they grow and, you know, every year they're going to a new grade, you know, mm-hmm. they're growing in their emotional intelligence. One thing that we talked about last night was servanthood and how they can be a servant to not only their friends, but their teachers and the leaders at their school and, mm-hmm. and serve those around them. And so, yeah, that was a great thing that we did last night with all of them. And then we had all of them go around and share how they wanted mm-hmm. to be different. Because in our Bible study, it talked about acting differently, but being differently, mm-hmm. which were two separate things. And it's like, mm-hmm. we can do all these things to be different, but how mm-hmm. are we in ourselves and in our heart, how are we being intentional mm-hmm. in those actions?
Yeah. So, parents, if you're in that boat, and you know, again, we know school started for a lot of people. Today was our first day. We're just wanting to encourage you, obviously pray for you and make sure that you're starting out the year in a good, healthy way.
Yeah.
We know in the blended family situation where that causes, there could be, I think a lot of people who are in blended families during the go back to school, some of them may be kind of happy and others may be kind of sad.
Yeah.
So I want to kind of discuss this all with the goal of how do we co-parent in a healthy way.
Yeah.
And we've talked about intentionality and co-parenting hundreds of times on our podcast and the things that you don't necessarily have to do, but you could do mm-hmm. that make your co-parenting relationship tremendously better.
Yeah.
It's that opportunity that you have to reach out when you don't necessarily are required to. There's no law, there's no papers that say you have to do this,
yeah.
but it's a great step in ensuring that your co-parenting relationship gets on the right foot. And the point that I'm trying to make is basically with co-parenting, you know, there's those moments where you're missing things.
Yeah.
You're just missing things. That's one of the biggest, you know,
sacrifices
as co-parents is there's just days when it's not your weekend or it's not your day to be at that first or to be at that crucial event. So we want to make sure that we highlight opportunities for blended families to bridge the gap.
Yeah.
So let's just talk about first day pictures.
Yeah. And so one thing that that we implemented in our blended family, now Michael is a senior now.
Yeah.
And so he does a lot of conversating with his dad and his stepmom. And so
yeah.
we don't do that nearly as much as we used to when he was younger, but we always, always would take a first day picture. We took yeah. our first day pictures of our littles today, and we would send it to them and just all kind of celebrate in his first day, you
yeah.
know, back to school. And so that is something that, you know, we always did. Another thing that, you know, that we always did as well is usually he would go to the other parent's house that weekend of the first,
sure.
the first week of school. So that was always helpful so that like both families,
yeah.
you know, kind of got that first week of school experience. But
yeah,
yeah we always made it a point to send those pictures and not just to Michael's dad and stepmom, but also to like his grandmother on his dad's side or grandfather. And so those were things, especially when he was younger, that we would do so that the whole family could participate in that. We have a family chat on my side of the family with my mom and dad and stepsister. Mm-hmm. And we do that as well yeah. with all of the grandkids. And so involving the family, and this also can help break down any barriers or maybe like if you've mm-hmm. just kind of had a rough summer with co-parenting and transitioning, this can be an opportunity for a new start and a new beginning, you know, to start off the school year yeah. on a good foot and maybe yeah. just kind of rekindle that co-parenting relationship.
The other thing is, you know, one of the big questions that the other parent has is, how did it go?
Yeah.
And they want to know soon. So when yeah. when your children or child gets home, have them call the other parent.
Yeah.
Fill them in. How was their first day? Did they make any friends? Did they like their teacher?
Yeah.
I mean, these are all things that as parents, you're very curious about.
Yeah.
So fulfill that curiosity, even though, again, you're not required to do this, but it's one of those things as a co-parent that you want to do in a healthy way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Some other things that you could think of if you want to get creative with it is, you know, this morning we're a little different. Our kids know where their classrooms are. So we're like, hey, get out of the car, go, you know, but there was a line of all of these parents with their kids who walk their kids to class. Our kids have been at this school for a while. And so, you know, they know where to go, but some of the new students don't. And so maybe taking an opportunity where you and your co-parent both take your child to school and walk them in to their classroom. That's something great that you can do. The other thing, like you were saying, Scott, after school, FaceTime. Maybe the other parent, you know, the kid calls, you can FaceTime them. But also maybe the other parent picks them up for school. Like if you dropped them off, the other parent can pick them up, take them for ice cream so that you can both enjoy in that first day experience.
Yeah. What I want to warn against, and we're talking about obviously the healthiest types of co-parenting. We know that in some cases you don't have a healthy co-parenting relationship.
Yeah.
And it can be, you know, that sense of loneliness or that sense of frustration can turn into a sense of anger when you're not experiencing those first day things or those first experience things. And what I want to warn against is don't take that out on the children.
Right.
We want to make sure that we're conscious of that fact of, yes, we're sad that we missed that, but we don't want to stifle or drown out your child or children's, you know, experience or their excitement. Yeah. So again, just kind of tempering your own emotions so that you can approach that in a healthy way.
Yeah, and I think another thing, you know, when it comes to co-parenting, if you're both able to do this, or and if you're not, you know, and you're parallel parenting, when preparing the child to go to school, like talking to them about their teacher, talking to them about the difference between second grade and third grade and maybe what homework is going to look like. And, you know, again, just that preparation. But if you and your co-parent can do this together, that's going to better help the child. So,
yeah, I know that we're kind of in a weird parenting moment where we have a senior who's pretty much like living with a college student who just wants us to give him money.
And food.
and then we have our three littles, which are not really in the heat of like homework season, or you know, it's not incredibly challenging academically.
Right.
But we know a lot of people out there have junior high or maybe even like freshman or sophomore, where really it's the academics that are getting to the front, you know, they're right at the front thought process. So again, having those co-parent conversations of, hey, this is going to be a new season. Here's the difference in electronics that they're going to use versus, you know, where they've been before. Hey, they've got an iPad assigned. This is a responsibility. Mm-hmm. Hey, they're going to have, you know, different types of scheduling. Mm-hmm. Just going through the changes that happen academically so that you and your other co-parent, and even if that co-parent is not necessarily the primary parent, maybe they have visitation, like, you know, an extended weekend, or they're not in that heat of the week kind of parenting, they still need to know.
Yeah.
They still need to be in the loop. They still need to be involved.
Absolutely.
So again, having those conversations about the changes that are happening. Mm-hmm. Again, I think where I'm going with all this is you have opportunities at critical moments to start putting the olive branch out to say, hey, I'd like to co-parent better.
Yeah.
I'd like to do our relationship better, regardless of the past, regardless of, you know, any type of things that have gone on. Mm-hmm. I want to get started on a new track.
Yeah.
And this is a big moment to have that conversation.
I agree, Scott. You know, the new school year is a great way to not only, you know, bridge the co-parenting relationship, but, you know, our heart is we want to set these kiddos up for success and do it in the healthiest, you know, most positive way that we can.
Yeah. And we do have some resources available for you.
Yes.
So Vanessa, tell them about the resources they can download.
Yes. So guys, we have a blog that we are going to be releasing this week. So if you go to blendedkingdomfamilies.com and go to our blog, there is a back to school blog that you can read. And we have prayers for that blog. And it is seven prayers to go back to school. And so you can read these prayers with your kiddos as a family. It talks about protection, prayer for godly friends, peace, prayer for learning. So you can read these, you know, with your children, with your family. It's a good time to come together as a family. And again, to help you better prepare for this next school year. So we'll put the links to those resources in the footnotes. And so be sure to find that there.
Yeah. Guys, and as we wrap up, I just want to throw out a couple of reminders here. So first, we have our Blended Family Conference that is coming up on September 30th in Grapevine, Texas at Fellowship Church. If you have not gotten your tickets already, you're not going to want to miss this. It is an absolutely amazing time. Our theme is breakthrough, and we're believing in breakthrough in your blended family and in all the aspects of your blended family. So you can go to blendedkingdomfamilies.com and grab your tickets. Yep. We can't wait to see you there.
Well, I'm gonna close this in one of the prayers. And again, you guys, these are gonna be in the footnotes, but I just want to pray over all of the teachers and all of the kids and all mm-hmm. of the families before we jump off today. So I'm going to be reading a prayer for peace, okay? So Heavenly Father, Prince of Peace, thank you for making it possible for my children and stepchildren to experience the peace that passes understanding. As they face a new school year, I pray that you would replace their anxiety and worry with peace. May they sense your presence with them as they take tests, compete in athletic events, meet new people, and step outside of their comfort zone. When they feel anxious or scared, help them remember that you will care for them in every situation they face. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Guys, thanks so much for tuning in. We can't wait to see you next week.
Be blessed in all that you do.
Hey guys, so glad you were here with us today, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode.
And you can find more resources from Blended Kingdom Families at blendedkingdomfamilies.com. Join us again next time as we hang out with more amazing podcast guests. And remember, nothing will be impossible with God.